Hey, it's Tuesday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. We ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Father, I release faith over everybody watching the broadcast today, and I thank you that you're ministering to them by your Spirit in a great and in a mighty way. And Lord, we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled, A Heart Full of the Word. And this week on the broadcast, we're learning how vitally important it is that you and I keep our hearts full of God's Word all the time. Now let's go back over to Proverbs chapter 4, and we're going to look there at verse 20, and this is going to be our foundation text again for this week on the broadcast. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 says this, "My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." And so we see it right there in that verse that God's words belong in the hearts of his people. Now, verse 22 goes on to say, "For they, my words, are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh." Verse 23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And this is the verse I want to focus on today as we're beginning the broadcast. Let me read it to you again. "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life." I want to read that to you out of some other translations. The NIV says, "Everything you do flows from your heart." The Message Bible says that's where life starts, and talking about in your heart, that's where life starts. And then the EHV says your life flows from it. Your life flows from your heart. In the King James Bible, when it says, "For out of it are the issues of life," that word "issues" means the outgoings of life. And so, friend, your life is flowing out of your heart. What you experience in your life, how you function and how you operate in your life, is directly connected to your heart. And again, we see this in multiple verses in the Bible. In Proverbs chapter 27, verse 19, in the NIV, it says this, "As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart." And so according to that verse, your life reflects your heart. The same way if you were to look into a body of water and it was a sunny day out and you would see your reflection in the water, the way that water is reflecting back to you who you are is the same way that your heart, whatever's in there, reflects your life. In other words, your life and your heart are not going to be different any more than you and the reflection you see in that water are going to be different. Let me read that verse to you again. "As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart." And so again, there's a connection between your life and your heart. In Matthew 12, 35, we looked at this verse on yesterday's broadcast. Jesus said this, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things." And so you bring forth in your life from what you've deposited in your heart. Again, your heart and your life are connected. Jesus said, whatever you put into your heart, that's what you're going to bring forth in your life. You're not going to bring forth something different in your life than what is in your heart. And then Proverbs 23, 7 says this in the King James Version, "As he thinks in his heart, so is he." And so once again, your life is flowing out of your heart. The life you live, the life you enjoy, what you experience in your life is directly connected to what is in your heart. And you can see why God told us multiple times in His Word to keep our hearts full of His Word. Because if we do keep our hearts full of His Word, then that will be reflected in our lives. We will enjoy the reality of His Word in our lives. Now, Proverbs 4 again, verse 23 out of the NIV says this, "Everything you do flows from your heart. You operate in life from what your heart is full of." And so what did the verse say? The verse say, everything you do flows from your heart. And so according to that verse, you operate in life from what your heart is full of. In other words, if you fill your heart with God's Word, you will operate based on what His Word says. If you fill your heart full of the world's junk, you will operate according to the world's junk. In fact, the psalmist said this in Psalm 119, verse 11. He said, "Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." And so what can we see from that verse? We can see that whatever we put in our hearts is going to affect or influence how we operate, how we conduct our lives, how we function. And he's telling the Lord, he said, "Lord, I've put your word in my heart so that I wouldn't sin against you." And so by what you deposit in your heart, you affect how you operate and how you function. And so your heart is, it becomes like the control center of your life. And we'll talk more about that on tomorrow's broadcast. But you operate out of your heart and you operate out of whatever your heart is full of. If your heart's not full of the Word, then don't be surprised when you're not living and operating and functioning by the Word. You can't be full of one thing and then operate in complete opposition to what you're full of. You see, in Romans chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said, Jesus didn't say this. This is in Romans 10:10. The Lord said, "With the heart man believes unto righteousness." And so you believe with your heart. Matthew 12:34 says, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." And so you speak out of your heart. In 1 Timothy 6:12, it says, "Fight the good fight of faith." And 1 Peter 5:9 says, "Resist steadfast in faith." Well, faith is of the heart. We already found that out, that with the heart, man believes. And then the Lord told us, fight the good fight of faith and resist the enemy steadfast in the faith. And so what that tells me is I fight and resist from my heart. I believe from my heart. I speak from my heart. I'm operating out of my heart. I'm believing with my heart. I'm speaking out of my heart. I'm fighting from my heart. I'm resisting from my heart. And whatever my heart is full of affects what I'm going to believe, what I'm going to say, how I'm going to fight the good fight of faith, how I'm going to resist the enemy. If my heart gets full of the wrong things, it's going to cause me to believe wrong. It's going to cause me to speak wrong. It's going to cause me to flee from the enemy when I should fight. It's going to cause me to flee from the enemy when I should resist. What my heart's full of affects my ability to resist the enemy. It affects my ability to fight the good fight of faith. You see, we operate out of what our heart is full of. And so what I'm full of affects how I function. And that affects the results that I experience in my life. Whatever I'm full of is going to affect how I function. I'm not going to be able to fight the good fight of faith and declare God's word over my life in pressured situations. I'm not going to be able to believe what God's word says and say what His word says and operate according to what His word says if my heart's not full of His Word. My heart has to be full of His Word if I want to operate according to His Word, because we operate out of our hearts. Let me remind you what that says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 in the NIV again. It says, everything you do flows from your heart. You believe from your heart. You speak from your heart. You fight from your heart. You resist from your heart. And so again, what we're full of affects how we function. And then how we function, that affects what we experience in our lives. If a person has no, if a believer has no word in them, if they live today with a heart that is sparse or empty where the word is concerned, that's going to affect what they believe. That's going to affect what they say. That's going to affect what they do. That's going to affect how they fight the good fight of faith. That's going to affect how they resist the devil. And all of those things are going to affect what they experience in their lives. And then on the other end, if you get a believer and their heart is full of the Word in abundance to overflowing, that's going to affect what they believe and how they believe. That heart full of the Word is going to affect what they say. That heart full of the Word is going to affect what they do. That heart full of the Word is going to affect how they fight the good fight of faith. And that heart full of the Word is going to affect how they resist the enemy. And all of that is going to affect the kind of life that they enjoy. They are going to enjoy a victorious life, a thriving life, a prosperous life. And so you can see how the verses reread at the beginning of today's broadcast that told us that our life flows out of our heart, and our heart and our life are a reflection of each other. And when Jesus said, you're going to bring forth into your life according to what you've put into your heart, Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You can see how those verses are so true, because what your heart is full of is going to affect how you operate and function. And how you operate and function is going to determine the kind of life that you experience and you enjoy. And so this is vitally important, what the Lord is revealing to us this week on the broadcast. We have to get our hearts full of the Word of God. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Lay up these My words in your heart. The words that I'm talking to you, the words that I'm sharing with you, the Lord said, they are to be in your hearts. Write My words on the tablet of your heart. Why? Because your life is a direct reflection of what you put in your heart. What you put in your heart is going to determine how you function. What did the verse say in the NIV in Proverbs 4:23 again? Everything you do flows from your heart. And so what you put in your heart is going to affect how you function, what you believe, what you say, what you do, how you fight, how you resist. And that's going to affect what you experience in your life. See, friend, if you and I get depleted on the inside where the Word is concerned, we don't stand a chance in this life, and we don't stand a chance against our adversary. If we live day to day and our heart is half full of the Word, or our heart has a little bit of the Word in it, or if our heart is depleted where the Word is concerned, we don't stand a chance. We can't win like that. We can't operate in faith by that. We can't operate spiritually, effectively like that. You can't operate effectively spiritually on a heart that's half full of the Word. You can't operate effectively spiritually on a heart that is empty where the Word is concerned. If we get depleted on the inside where God's Word is concerned, we don't stand a chance. It is vital that we get full of the Word. Why? Because we are in a fight of faith with our enemy. We are fighting the good fight of faith, and we got to stay full of the word because we fight from in here. We choose from in here. We speak from in here. We believe from in here. We operate and conduct our lives from in here. And so we got to stay full of the word so that we choose right and speak right and fight and resist right. And if we're not full of the word, we won't be able to do any of those things the way we need to do them to live the kind of life that God wants us to live. Now, as I was preparing the broadcast this week, I believe the Lord spoke this to my heart. I believe He said, too many of my people are far too depleted on the inside. Too many of my people are far too depleted on the inside. And then He said to me, you can't be effective like that. You can't be effective for me like that, being depleted on the inside. Now, how does that happen? How do people get depleted on the inside? We're going to talk about it later on this week on the broadcast. But people get depleted on the inside because they don't take the time to deposit God's words in their heart. And the enemy is so much involved in this. He doesn't want you to take the time to deposit God's words in your heart because he knows that if you do get full of the word, you're going to believe, you're going to operate, you're going to function in line with the word. You're going to fight the good fight of faith and you're going to resist him out of your heart because your heart's full of the word. And so he doesn't just attack you and I on the level of results or on the level of the fruit. No, he goes after the foundation because he knows and he believes that if our hearts are empty of God's word, then we don't stand a chance against him. And that's why he endeavors to distract you and get you busy and get things going in your life in such a direction that you're not going to church, you're not reading your Bible, you're not meditating the word, you're not studying the word, because he knows a believer's heart that is not full of the word, that believer doesn't stand a chance against him. But here's the thing, the believers like you and me, the ones who are going to take the time to fill our hearts full of God's word and get so full of that word that it overflows out of our hearts, those are the believers that the enemy knows, I don't stand a chance against them. And that's going to be you, friend. You're going to be that kind of believer whose hearts are full of the word of God. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, your life is flowing out of your heart. Number two, you operate in life from what your heart is full of. And then number three, if we get depleted on the inside and don't stay full of the Word of God, we don't stand a chance in this life against our adversary. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you today that our hearts are being full and being filled with your word. Lord, we thank you that when that happens, that we will operate and function according to your word. And when we do, we know that we will see the positive results and effects of that in our lives. And so, Lord, we ask you again to help us to get full of your word. Help us to make the adjustments we need to make to stay full of your word so that we can bring your word forth in our lives. And we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. And we're going to continue this series entitled A Heart Full of the Word. We'll see you then.